This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Thursday, March 28th. Well, the cattle market continues a downward trend in Wednesday trading. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Today in the cattle, the market was a little bit lower, and it was for the fourth day in a row. Now, we did have some new highs, and we've been saying that for the past number of months, new high again. And it really has been just a lot of scratching of the head that the market is just moving, but demand keep pushing this market higher. Cash markets have really not developed yet this week, and yet we've seen how the market has been bouncing around a little bit. It did have some to give. I think that the traders are just hoping for some consolidation to kind of like stop the slide, that it doesn't really push it lower. But, you know, we were expecting that there possibly could be a correction here. The market did get carried away a little bit. There have been some overflow buying that came out of the hog market because that's been really working so high.
Chicago May wheat prices closed yesterday up a half point at 469.5. May corn was down 3.5 at 373.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for April ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 630. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for April were up 1.25, ranging from 614.5 to 654.5. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for April were up a half point, ranging from 672.75 to 707.75. Live cattle for April were down 65 cents at 126.22.5. March feeder cattle were down 62.5 cents at 142.07.5. And March Class 3 milk was up 2 cents at 1506.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.